This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There are more canceled flights for Southwest Airlines in and out of Denver today. The website flightaware.com tracks cancellations around the country. Workers are hauling boxes of historic documents and government records from Colorado State Archives after a major water leak. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Sub-zero weather is the likely cause of widespread water damage at the State Archives building in downtown Denver. Workers found leaking pipes last Thursday and again on Saturday that spilled water into all three subterranean storage floors. State spokesman Doug Platt.
Right now, we estimate there's a couple thousand boxes that we need to bring out of the various basement levels and just evaluate them. There's some that we don't know if they're wet or not. But we need to take a look at them and make sure to prevent any kind of long-term damage, things like mold.
The archives contain everything from historical documents to modern-day court records. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new state law aims to reduce the sale of stolen goods anonymously through the Internet. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
State Attorney General Phil Weiser will bring together prosecutors and others to share best practices to address the scourge of retail theft. That is, where thieves then resell goods from places like Home Depot on anonymous websites like Facebook Marketplace. On January 1st, the new law will require companies that operate these online marketplaces to identify sellers, verify seller information, and provide seller disclosures to consumers. Those websites will also be required to provide platforms for consumers to report suspicious activity. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado's mountains have seen some heavy snow in recent weeks, but that has not done much for drought conditions across the state. There's a drought-free region in central and south-central parts of the state, but severe drought continues on the eastern plains. Extreme and exceptional drought conditions are still lingering in the northeastern and southeastern corners of the state. Colorado's mountains and Metro Denver can expect more snow today. This is CPR News.